The Latin influence in mainstream Western music extends way back to the very early New Orleans jazz that incorporated Caribbean rhythms, through to the tango, the rumba, and the mambo that influenced dance styles of the 1930s and 1940s, into the 60s when Carlos Santana put the Latin sound up front and center. And now, to hip-hop and pop and electronica, a collection of styles that all come together maybe loosely under one label, Latin alternative music. Joining us to help chart our way is NPR producer and reporter Felix Contreras. Felix, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And first, I think we need a definition, Professor. Why Latin alternative as opposed to alternative Latin?
It's more of a catch-all phrase. It's not really a, it's a collection of genres. Mm-hmm. And the styles, a collection of styles that include ska, punk, reggae, electronica, funk, as well as regional styles like Afro-Cuban mm-hmm. and Colombian cumbia, just to make things interesting or difficult if you're trying to keep track.
You brought in a selection of new releases. Let me get you to talk about the Los Fabulosos Cadillacs.
The Los Fabulosos Cadillacs were a part of a pioneering wave of musicians and bands that came out of Mexico City and Argentina in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. They were some of the first bands to include ska and punk and all that, some of that other stuff. And they were really some of the first groups to put a cultural and sometimes national stamp on it. They have a new CD out. It's the first CD in 10 years, and it's called La Luz del Ritmo. Hear some Afro-Cuban piano styles. Mm-hmm. It started with a Brazilian batucada, some Brazilian beats, and just sort of a ska feeling and the music behind it, the drum parts. And, of course, they're singing in Spanish.
Let's hear another cut from their new CD. Okay, Felix, I have heard this one, okay?
Yeah, a lot of us have. That's Should I Stay or Should I Go from The Clash. Yes. And The Clash was very, very influential in Latin America during the 1980s, mainly because of their mix of ska, punk, reggae, all the things that some of the bands were already doing, but also because of their political messages. This is right. Their 1980s in Latin America. There's political, economic, cultural upheaval. And some of these things that they were talking about in their songs, a lot of the bands in Latin America sort of took up that banner. Next, I have a band called Nova Lima. Nova Lima is from Peru. They're much younger, and they're probably influenced by Los Fabulosos Cadillacs and a lot of the bands from the early 80s. Their new CD is called Coba Coba.
That's very different.
Very different. What Nova Lima is doing is they're mixing the music of the Afro-Peruvian culture mm-hmm. in with more contemporary sounds like electronica and down-tempo and all these other things that I still don't have a handle on, but I know it involves electronica music.
I don't think until we sat down here today I'd heard the term Afro-Peruvian.
Afro-Peruvian is reflective of the slave history in Peru, mm-hmm. And they did have their own history with slavery at the same time that the rest of the Caribbean and North America did. And Afro-Peruvian music is a tradition similar to, for example, Afro-Cuban music, but it's slightly slower and it has its own tempos, usually a main beat called Landó, and you can hear it right now.
Yeah, you have an example.
Yes.
Por una moneda sola la revendieron en Lima y en la hacienda La Molina sirvió a la gente española con otros negros de Angola. Ganaron por sus faenas, zancudos para sus venas, para dormir duro suelo.
You know, Afro-Peruvian music was considered lower class for a long time. It was quite different from the Spanish-influenced mainstream music. So what groups like Nova Lima and some other singers and performers, what they're doing is they're sort of dusting it off and reclaiming it and playing it in its pure form or mixing it up with other stuff like Nova Lima is doing and putting it out there and letting people hear what it sounds like with their own thoughts and ideas.
New York City, I gather, is a real staging ground for Latin alternative music.
New York City has become a very popular staging ground because there's such a mix of people there, and primarily people based in the Caribbean, Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, and some Cubans. There's a group there called Yerba Buena, and they're a younger generation of Caribbean-based musicians. Their lead singer calls herself Cucu Diamantes, and she has a new album out called Cuculandia.
Si además de ti y además de mí no es suficiente, déjame fundir tu sudor en mí y olvidarme así de la gente. Si tú sabes bien que yo sin ti y tú sin mí no es conveniente, deja que tu piel se enamore de mi piel y perdernos otra vez. Si tú te vas, no sé qué hacer, qué haré sin ti. ¿Qué pasará con todo aquello que te di?
This is what the group itself calls Urban Tropical. They labeled it themselves. And it's more of a combination, not so much other influences from other cultures, but a reflection of life in New York, mm-hmm. with the influence of hip-hop, of traditional Dominican music, Puerto Rican music. So it has its own distinct flavor and its own distinct stamp.
Felix, if we were listening to a radio station, Would all three of these bands be on the same?
It's hard to hear on the radio. Where it's being popularized is on the internet, as people trade CDs and have websites and stuff like that. And in fact, in New York this summer, there's going to be the 10th annual Latin Alternative Music Conference. The Fabulosos Cadillacs are going to headline in Central Park and Summer Stage this year. Cucu Diamantes is going to play some clubs in New York during this 5-day run of the Latin Alternative Music Conference. So it's poking its head up above ground in the larger cities and becoming quite popular.
Felix, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Felix Contreras is an NPR Arts Desk producer and reporter. He's been talking about new releases from Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, Nova Lima, and Cucu Diamantes. For more on alternative Latin music, you can go to our website, nprmusic.org. And isn't this fabuloso? That's a more crónica by Cucu Diamantes.
What I like about my name is when I introduce myself, I always bring a smile or a laugh on people's faces. So
Cucu, and you know, many languages can be crazy, but can be also somebody who is different, you know?
Well, you get to judge for yourself. We'll profile Cucu later this summer during the Latin Alternative Music Conference in July. And this is Weekend Edition, Sábado, directed by Sarah Byler, by her Los Fabulosos, Kelly, and produced by Lane Heinzman, Peter Breslow, Kimberly Adams, Gemma Waters, Thomas Pierce, Charlotte Bear, Veronica Miller, and Melissa Marquis, our technical director, the Texas Tech, though he went to UT, Burke Hunn, ably assisted by Andy Rosenberg, Kim Oleski, Mary Glendinier, our librarians, Melissa Goh, our web producer, Our senior editor is Tony Mercado, and our senior producer is Devar Iran Ardalan. Send me a tweet, NPR Scott Simon.